League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Before turning on the mics with John and Lance, let's pause to remember what they said yesterday.
He's angry.
You make a crap on my wife's bed. I'm very upset with you. You touch me on the private. That's penalty. My body, my choice. Offensive pass interference. You didn't burn me on yesterday. Come out of my mom on yesterday. With afterbirth after.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
He heard your criticisms and responded like a child.
Yeah. Child.
Who's bigger, Bill Belichick leaving or Nick Saban leaving? I know that Bill Belichick has taken a step back over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years. I still think it's probably bigger in the world of sports that Belichick is leaving. But Nick Saban was the Belichick of college football.
Who's the better coach?
More
accomplished?
Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Saban's accomplishments, when you see his resume, it's crazy.
Okay, which one was more difficult to do? What Belichick did? See, this was a question that was asked on the show before ours.
A really hard question.
Yeah, Chris Canty said it was Belichick, and I couldn't disagree more.
Really?
He said in the age of free agency, Nick Saban has the guys 5 years at most. A lot of guys, 2-3 years. How many different quarterbacks has he had to train to win at the highest level?
There's no real parity in college football. He's always had
no parity in pro football.
But he's had the highest.
They were there every year.
He has the best recruiting classes. I would say pro also, because you would see the same teams in it every single year, and the only one who did it was Bill Belichick. Who are the other teams who's the Ohio State of pro football? Who's the Michigan of pro football?
Well, the Ravens have been around for a long time.
Ravens have been around, but they haven't always been there.
The what?
When's the last time they were in the AFC Championship game?
Well, the quarterback gets hurt all the time. Kansas City?
Kansas City has been, Kansas City.
It's really just two teams.
San Francisco now?
And it's only been two teams in college football, too.
No, college has had a group of teams. I think Nick Saban can rebuild. The difference in that is Nick Saban can rebuild with 5 stars. Like, you get multiple first-round picks every year.
He said Nick 44 first-rounders.
Yeah. Bill Belichick, I would say it's harder with Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick doesn't even – he would lose guys constantly.
Well, he had the guy, though.
Yeah.
And that – okay, so Saban had to do it with really at times mediocre quarterback play, and Belichick had it with the best ever.
Well, but Belichick found the best ever in the 6th round.
But that's okay. But he had him.
And he wasn't,
he had him for and he going wasn't on the 20
best
years.
Ever. He wasn't the best ever for the first
for much of
for,
it.
For,
most
well,
of it.
For the first 6 years of his career.
Yeah. No, he was
came in 2000, and 2007 was Randy Moss year.
So he
about
was
6
the best.
Years before. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Only about 6 years. And then,
he was really good before Randy Moss got there.
He was good.
Yeah,
his numbers
okay. It's not even arguable. He was the goat. He had the goat.
Peyton Manning was better than him during that time frame, 2000 to 2007. It wasn't even close. Peyton Manning was the better quarterback. The difference was and he had a better defense and a better. I mean, New England. Hey. Bill
and
Belichick,
look at ever since he's gone.
Bill Belichick built something. Yeah, but we can't take away the fact that he won the division like almost all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he. But it's not just Tom Brady being gone. It's Rob Gronkowski being gone.
Nick Saban lost guys every 2-3 years.
He lost. Yeah, but he restocked with the next.
Well, so
group
should
of guys.
Bill Belichick. And you know what? That's on Bill Belichick that he didn't.
Yeah, but that's not the coach. That's the GM.
It was both.
Yeah, but look how many Super Bowls he has. He's about to be the winning. He's got a chance to be the winningest coach in the history of the game.
Yeah.
That's longevity. That's consistency.
Well, he's second, right?
And he's
right
doing
now.
It. And he's doing it with. And honestly, he's doing it with bad draft picks.
Well, he's got a chance.
He's not
to
doing
do
it anymore.
Not yeah. now.
Well, he's got a chance to be the best ever, but I don't see him doing it ever since. Again, when he lost, he's a different guy without Tom Brady.
Well,
and me, that's
is,
an indictment on to me, it's Saban.
Well, but it's
Saban
also,
did the better job.
It's also extremely hard. Like I said, Saban can just reload with five stars. It's not hard to isolate the talent. You get the biggest, fastest, strongest, and that's it. In pros, there's a lot more that goes into it. And you only get a certain amount of draft picks. You have salary cap. You had to let certain guys go. You have to manipulate the cap to make things happen. It's just trickier. I'm not saying – I think Nick Saban's the greatest coach that's ever lived, for my money. I just think it's harder in the pros because of the way the pros are set up. The pros are designed so that you can't have dominant runs. The only reason they have one is they had the outlier quarterback. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Green Bay wasn't doing what they did.
I know. That's the difference.
And Kansas City had a nice run. This may be over for Kansas City. Their run of dominance may
that.
Be over. Well, they don't have wide receivers. Travis Kelce's getting older.
Well, you can change that one offseason. I mean, that.
Well, no, you can't. They've tried.
Yeah, well, they've tried. Just because they haven't done it doesn't mean you can't.
Right, but it also could be the end for Kansas City, too. That happens, too. Because guess what?
What do you mean by the end?
Maybe it's Tua. Maybe it's C.J. Stroud. Pat Mahomes played bad half the year last year.
This is not the last year that we're going to find the Chiefs in the mix.
We may not see that. The Chiefs aren't going to be the Patriots. I bet you that.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, he's got that kind of greatness.
Patriots had a 20-year run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's insane.
Well, right. I mean,
you can't. Most guys
don't
play that.
Well, as long as Patrick Mahomes is around, they're going to be good. As long as Patrick Mahomes is around,
he's got to play better.
Yeah, and Brady didn't go every year. He's had his off times, but he was still the GOAT.
Yeah, he was. I think the difference is Brett Veach is starting to have a hard time figuring out wide receivers.
The Chiefs just won it all last year. They had and they still won the division this year, and they're still the 3 seed. And it's there it is. It's over. Well, I mean, the Patriots didn't win every year. You have off years, and he didn't have his receivers.
The
were
Texans
terrible.
Will
terrible
be,
this
the
year.
The Texans will be better than the Chiefs by next year. I don't even feel like that's a big reach. The Texans will be better than the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs run. When they got rid of Tyreek Hill and now
Travis
Kelce is
getting older.
We'll find
out what the Texans playing
one more year,
one.
Free agency and draft, the Texans are going to be better than Kansas City. I can't hear Dell for some reason. Well, you don't want to.
No. I'm not co-signing that one.
Oh, our social media guy said, let's not pee on these Cheerios because we got to pull this for a social media post.
Oh, man.
Well, wait, hang on a second. The Texans have 10 wins. And
in
the Chiefs
last
have what?
Place schedule.
And the Chiefs have what, 11?
In the last place schedule. Wait till next That's year fine. And they got a first place schedule. It's going to be different.
You are so down on the Texans.
No, I'm not. It's going to be different. It ain't going to be as easy.
You know what's going to be different?
If they win 10 games next year, now we're saying something about this team.
I'm already saying
when you
saying
play
it.
A last place schedule. The schedule that they played this year
Do you
was,
believe now? Nah? Are we going to have to say that next week after the first 2 weeks?
How did that work out?
Do you believe now?
Nah? How did that work out after we said that?
We don't talk about all that.
A last place schedule, including the NFC South.
Yeah, which was the worst.
They should call D'Amico Coach Prime. He's the real Coach Prime.
Wow, I hope not.
Not Deion Sanders.
Because Prime won three games.
No, the real Coach Prime from Do You Believe Nah?
Do You Believe Nah?
Wow.
I don't know. The Chiefs have a really good young defense. As long as Spags is still there, they're going to still have a good defense. That defense is the reason they won 10 games. Yeah. And that,
blah,
they're not
blah,
going anywhere.
Blah. We got a better defense already.
No, you don't.
No, not really. No. That's going to be different next year. It ain't going to be nearly as easy.
I know. It's going to be better.
Okay.
I have faith in these Texans. You may not, but I do.
Replacing their offensive coordinator?
Wait.
Yeah.
Save that. They're going to be better than the Chiefs next year.
Oh, we have it. It'll be
Pat
on socials.
Pat Mahomes sucked for half the year last year. He got hot at the end.
And they won a Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl.
I know, that's great.
He sucked and they won the Super Bowl.
I haven't forgotten how he played. Mm. How's he played this year? How's the team played this year?
Do you think he had more drops than anybody?
Travis Kelce
and
has
more
not
interception
been the same guy.
Off his
Their
wide
offensive
receivers
line
hands.
Is playing poorly, and they haven't been able to draft wide receivers. I mean, they continue to miss on wide receivers.
All you
got to
do is go pay T. Higgins, and they'll be fine.
And it's going to snow.
We're getting T. Higgins.
Or Mike Evans. They could pay Mike Evans.
They're not going to pay him. They're going to go get whoever the next Sammy Watkins is.
So, Dell, I don't like your guys' spot this week with that cold weather, snow.
Who does?
Yeah. And all your injuries. They got Justin Houston and Bruce Irvin are going to be rushing Patrick
Their
Mahomes.
Their top three edge rushers are all gone.
Gone.
They Justin had to go
still,
sign
does
guys.
Does Justin still have something? The tank.
I mean,
Bruce Irvin, is he doing anything?
He played with the Lions.
He played?
He would play with the Lions, and then they ran out of like time to elevate him from the practice squad, so they got rid of him, so he was available. But he was with the Lions late in the year.
Okay, so who else did you lose? I remember
they lost Jalen Phillips,
that
Bradley
was earlier
Chubb.
In the season,
well,
right?
Well, against the Jets, the second game. It wasn't that early. It was the Black Friday game, so it's not that early. They
and
lost
Bradley Chubb,
and then they lost Andrew Van Ginkel on Sunday night.
Yeah,
so.
I don't love your chances either with the snow. Like, and I like them run the way. I think they're going to have a hard time.
They'll be able to run the
stopping
ball.
Stopping you.
Yeah. Well, that's a one.
And they'll be able to run the ball. Yeah.
So
yeah, man,
I actually –
you got to rush.
Obviously, South Florida team going to Kansas City, cold weather, terrible situation. But I like the ability to run the ball, and hopefully the Chiefs receivers still stink. Yep.
815 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 7 3780 3776. What about Doc Linville? He's great. He doesn't stink. Doc Linville smells good. He smells great, as a matter of fact. But here's the deal: is you're not going to see him about how he smells. You're going to see him about how he's going to save you money with 50 cents off each NeoGraft right now. That could add up. It could really add up to a boatload of savings for you, and it's not going to last. So if you're conscious about the price, this is the time to go to 975hair.com. Here's the thing, though. I'm going in for the PRP on Monday, okay? And I can't wait. I can't wait to get that done. And the results have been amazing. And Doc might tell you, no, you're not ready for neo-grafting. How about some PRP? You're not ready. If you're looking for the best way to get hair, okay, move that hair from the side and back up to the top of the head, or to stimulate the growth of your hair, and then your wife is looking for, if she is looking for any kind of plastic surgery, whatever that may be, Doc Linville is here for you as well. So go to 975hair.com, see their facility, see what Doc is doing. In just a few short years, he's turned into one of the leading hair replacement places in the city. So if you're looking for the best way to get this hair thing done, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5, because every day is Children's Day.
It was a baby. She smothered her own baby.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's been a bad day for you two as far as gossips and going against the Lord and HR. Both.
You going bitch. Against the Texans?
Going against the Texans. You just can't. You can't wait to get rid of our offense coordinator. You can't wait to think the Texans are going to lose and be bad next year.
Right.
I am speaking as a confident Texan fan. I have seen the way. I've always been a DeMeco believer. Now I'm a Stroud believer. I am a Nico truther. I believe in a Nick Caserio. I've never doubted Nick Caserio, honestly.
Do you believe now?
And do you believe now?
I do believe now. I believe now. And I think they're going to be better now than the Chiefs. Dell? I'll make it real clear for you. Here we go. This is Lance Zierlein. It is, what's today? It is January, what are we at, 11th?
January 11th.
It's January 11th at 8:21:27 seconds. The Houston Texans will be a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs next year, even if the record doesn't indicate it.
I knew he was going to do that.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
you
no.
can still be better. You can
I
still
knew
be a better
he was
going to
do that.
You can't
see how you're backpedaling. You're Stephen
A.
You're already backpedaling.
Okay? This is Lance.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers.
This is Lance Erline.
Aaron Zerline.
This is Lance Erline. It's 8:21 and 49 seconds. The Houston Texans will be a better team than the Kansas City Chiefs, and that is my opinion on the matter.
There it is.
And
so no caveats.
But the record doesn't. But the Texans get the draw if they have the same record. The Tigers.
So you won't even say the Texans will have a better record.
All right.
Hey, they're going to play each other.
The Houston Texans.
How about this?
Will beat the Kansas City Chiefs next year. They will win 12 games. The Kansas City Chiefs will win 10 games.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can put it on the board. Yes.
Well, you John Sterling now?
No, that's actually
NFC North and the AFC East. They're going to beat the. They're going to beat the Dolphins, though.
How are anyone going to beat the Packers?
They got free agent issues.
Vikings.
Free agency issues.
Texans will go 3-1 against the North. Who else? AFC East?
The AFC East.
Big deal. The Dolphins are done.
Then they've got
Why are they done?
Because all your defensive ends are hurt.
They'll come back at some point.
They might get some. You're not sure. Bradley Chubb might come back. We don't know.
Jalen Phillips might come back. Yeah. You never know.
And then they get the Ravens.
Who cares?
The Chiefs.
Which Lamar are we going to get? The bad
the
one from 2 years ago or the good one from this year?
The Ravens,
Cowboys.
The Chiefs.
You mean that choker Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
Because all my quarterback does is come from behind to score touchdowns to win games. All Dak does is do stupid stuff that causes him to lose playoff games.
Hmm.
Step out of bounds against Philadelphia.
You know, you don't get you don't get Denver this year. You don't get the Jets this year. You get the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Cowboys.
Great.
Hmm.
2-1.
And I'm not sure John Sterling, I'm not sure you should be quoting a Chicago White Sox guy. That doesn't make me think about victory.
Yeah.
That doesn't make
That's
me think about
I did this.
That doesn't make me feel good about your prediction.
I'll tell you what here, Wimperoot.
Ken
Houston
Harrelson.
Houston Texans gonna be a can of corn. Yeah. It's Ken Harrelson, it's Hawk Harrelson, and the Texans are gonna win 12. I don't know why I have to go out with Debbie the Texan and Larry and Stafford and Texan Elvis isn't around anymore. Remember the other guy? I think he died.
Yeah. Bill.
The one? No, Bill of Texas.
Texan Bill.
No, that's...
No, he had the horns. Was it?
The one that was...
Yeah. Drinker. He was wasted all the time.
Always. Yeah. I'll go out there on a four-wheeler if you want with the fire going... and Toro's flying down off the roof, and they're all be on the... And I'll just be right there in the middle of the field saying, I told you, do you believe no? Do you believe no?
Lance would somehow fall off the four-wheeler and run himself over.
I'll go slow.
That's not what they want. They want
you
flying out
no?
there. Do you think you should be posing like Christ?
Yeah, it's going to be a scene just like Shawshank when Andy Dufresne got out, and he went, and the rain's coming down. And it's me, and it's raining down W's on me. This team is going to win 12 games, and they'll be one of the top three teams in the AFC next year.
Is that why your mouth was wide open?
Not the Chiefs.
Because of the W's raining down?
Yes.
Well, let's stop this silliness. And Dell, are you going to tell your story?
Oh, yeah. I'm a hero.
Well, let us be the judge of that.
Because you've called me a bad person. And
You're a bad person.
And I think this stance to me is not a bad person. Okay. I didn't say a good person.
We're
going to
do
but
a moral
a bad
compass
person.
Check here.
Right.
So after work, to recharge myself from the nonsense that is this show, I always go to lunch immediately after. Find a place I like and stop by and have lunch and talk to the people. So I went to my favorite Chinese buffet. Good food down on Nassau Road 1 near in the Webster area. I stop. You know, I'm there for about 25 minutes chatting up and eating, and then I realize there's a problem. Bubble guts.
Mm.
But I was so close to home that this was going to be a home game. I knew I could get home, and I didn't want to have a road game, so I'm going to get home. I'm 10 minutes away from home. I'm going to make it. So I'm driving, and it's a bigger problem than I thought. So I'm not breaking any land speed records, but I'm probably going above the speed limit trying to get home, hoping for green lights all the way through. Mm-hmm. And I get some lucky breaks, so I'm going to make it home. There was a bit of a thought where this was going to be a bad problem, but I'm good. I'm going to make it home until on the home stretch, I see like a little dog on the road. I'm like, why is this little poodle just making circles in the same spot? And then I look a little bit further to my right. Up ahead, and there's this old lady face down in the road right near the sidewalk. So I'm like,
wow.
what is going on? This is ugly. I really hope it isn't what I think it is.
Wow.
And then I make a calculation. I can't deny that my brain said, do you drive past her because you got to poop? Or do you stop this car and help her out? It was a split second, and I said, you know what? Okay.
Had she been on her back, does that change anything?
No, she's in the road. It's scary. I don't know what's going on.
The road.
Yeah, but she was face down in the road, and I thought to myself, but I did make the calculation, I will admit, and I said, no, I got to stop. I got to stop and see what's going on. And then my body was like, all right, you're a good person today, so we're not going to have you have an accident.
Now, this is after, John, so that I questioned the moral.
It was that day.
It was basically
me. Of course, he's taking credit.
Questioning moral compasses, and it made Dell say, "You know what?
No, I didn't think about you at all.
I need to be better as a person.
I didn't think about you at all.
So you're taking credit for him stopping when he's got a poo?
Well, I just paid it forward. It's like, well, you plant seeds, right?
You plant seeds, and then you
just hope they sprout.
Listen, no sprouting. That was actually the problem.
You're getting to heaven through faith. So Dell stopping.
Well, I don't have any faith
and not pooping himself. It doesn't put him in heaven.
See, okay? The problem with this is, much like the rest of my life, I wasn't thinking about Lance at all. So his bullcrap moral compass thing from earlier didn't cross my mind. I thought to myself, this is an old lady face down the middle road. And you know how I love old people, particularly old women. So I said, yes. I'm going to...
Did you think that there was an opportunity here?
Nah, this one was really old.
So what happened?
So I walk up to her, and I'm trying to make sure she's conscious. So I ask her a question. She's like... No, can you just help me up? And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll help you up. So I put my arm out, and I help her brace, and she gets up, and this little poodle's
Why
like...
Why did she say no to you?
Did you say,
you want to come back to my... Should I take you back to my place?
No.
She goes, no, just help me up.
No, I asked her, did she want me to call anyone for her?
Oh, okay.
And she said, no, I just need a little help. And I was like, okay, I'll come over and help
you. So was she feeble getting up? Was it like...
No, that was the weird thing. She braced on my arm, and her little poodle was, like, scratching at my leg or whatever. And I'm like, get away from me, you little rat. But I help her up, and she gets up, and all of a sudden she's very spry. She says, thank you, picks up the poop bag that she had, grabs her dog, and walks away. Didn't need me to – didn't need any help.
That sounds exactly like me at the Sugar Bowl. Hmm.
No. You what? Think that she fell like you.
No, a lot of that where, do you need any help? Are you okay? Yes. Bye.
But then
I just had no poop
scarred
bag
for life.
But then, well, yeah, I mean, this is starting to come back a little bit. I'm starting to get this back. But wow, so she was fine. And did you please tell me this image with you crapping your pants? Please,
no, because you're see how awful he is.
You are a terrible.
I thought you were going to end this with
you want him.
And then
to poop
the turtle
his pants.
Came out
and literally go to hell.
And then it came out of its shell.
No,
that's what I was hoping the turtle would.
Nothing sprouted.
I was hoping a snail
body,
would get out of the shell.
My body saw me being a good Samaritan and shut it down immediately. So I was able to get home and take care of business and not have a problem. See, it helps to be a good person. Lance, you should try it sometimes.
Moral of the story, Dell added another granny to
the roster. This one was way old.
You don't care about
that. But
she
was spry.
You don't seem to care about that.
But she said she was spry.
No, I don't like face down the middle of the road old. That's too much.
You don't like Life Alert.
No, help!
You don't like wearing a brace.
No, I don't like Life Alert.
Time for me to talk about dip. But this one is a good dip. Well, they're both good dips, right? But this one is one you eat. It's Daisy Dip. Daisy Dip is awesome. The creamy ranch or the French onion. You got to make a choice. It ain't easy. Okay, but if you're a fan of either of those, Daisy Dip is great. Listen, somebody texted me yesterday, showed me a picture of picking up Daisy Dip at the store. I was like, totally, totally sweet. Said, this is working. It is working because you're going to be watching, I don't care what it is, pretzels. I love a nice big pretzel with creamy ranch. Are you kidding me? Or potato chips or whatever it is that how about celery for a dip? How about carrots for a dip? You need Daisy Dip. Daisy Dip is awesome. Daisy sour cream for years. Now they're making the dip. What? All you need to do is get to your store, pick up Daisy Dip. This playoff season, Daisy Dip.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pump it up.
Come on, Digna. It's too small for the both of us.
No, it isn't. Jump on, man. I'll give you a pump.
We'll be right back. currently in the Veritex Community Bank Studios. One is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Dell just told the story where, you know, Dell, you know, one good act does, you know, just doesn't make up for all of your...
You don't have any examples of alleged transgressions. No, you just make stuff up.
You're a bad person.
You don't have any... Things. What are the examples? Go ahead.
There are so many. Yeah.
What about
thoughts
you?
Your thoughts.
What about your texturing?
Your thoughts?
What about you and the texturing?
No, we've seen it. We know.
I work on a weekly basis.
Since we're doing this...
I work to be the best I can.
Since we're doing the whole mutually assured destruction thing of the texturing, since you want to... If you want to mention some of mine, I can mention some of yours.
That's what we're not doing. That.
Okay.
We're not doing
so
that.
So you
No, but you're the one that wants people... No, we just know.
You don't have any examples.
No, we just know.
This is all hearsay because you don't even have any examples.
Well, here's BP. You want to get BP in here?
Yeah, let's
He
do
probably
that.
Knows you.
Yep.
Here's BP.
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. John, you're clearly wrong. Obviously, Dell is a good person, and here's why. He had to take a poop. He stopped to help that old lady and paid it forward, helped her up, handed her the dog poop bag back, and there was his solution right there. Dell could have just taken a poop in the dog poop bag because the universe is on his side.
Or she owed you one. You could have done it on the grass, and she should have had to pick it up and put it in a bag.
What kind of person are you?
Well, I mean, see, she owed you one. You checked on her. You kept her from dying, apparently. You kept her from drowning in a puddle, I guess.
Well, so you think helping her up off the ground means I could poop near her and
if
she would
you
pick it up?
To, she would have to pick it up.
She's paying it back.
Sorry, I'm not into that.
You don't have to be into it. She just has to do something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not up to
you.
Know,
you just want her to do stuff and the stuff was pick up my poop?
No, I'm just saying eye for an
How
eye.
How about I
it's
just use
the
a
Bible,
toilet?
Eye for an eye.
I already told you my body said, oh, he's doing a good deed. We're going to shut it down so he makes it home.
If
and that's what happened.
If you get slapped in the face, turn your cheek. And let somebody poo on the grass and you pick it up with a plastic bag.
That's not
in
the Bible.
No,
it isn't.
That's in Proverbs.
No, it isn't.
It's probably there.
Probably.
It's not.
By the gospel.
It might be there. You don't know.
I don't think God says do a good deed and then make the person pick up
the
poop after you do the good deed.
That's just street smarts.
It's not street smarts.
If you had to poo, she would have had to pick it up.
What? You think it's street smarts to stop your car?
Street smarts.
Pull down your pants in broad daylight and poop on the sidewalk?
Well.
Or behind a car.
If she had the poop bag right there.
BP made a point.
Dell, you were at Eastern Star. I work in one of the office buildings right there on El Camino. For emergency road games, you can walk right in. Good facilities.
No, they are. And it's
there? He's staying at his office.
No, Eastern. Oh, his place.
His place.
Oh,
his
okay.
Office.
I don't know. I didn't know I could just walk into an office building and poo.
Starbucks is great for road.
Nah,
No.
It is. Mm. Now they got locks on them. Now
I'm not.
Starbucks
not
tries to. No. Starbucks. Starbucks tries to like be super. They do everything they can. They straddle every possible line against all odds as people are waiting to try to bash them for not being inclusive or this, that, and the other. And you know what they've done now, the Starbucks by my house, to try to keep – because we get a little collection of people who carry several bags with them. And Starbucks is just basically taking all the furniture out of there. Now there's like six chairs, no tables, nothing. It's just like – well, we can't be mean to these people. What do we do? I guess just we can't tell them to get out of here. So let's just take all the furniture out of here and cover up the plugs. And then, of course, there's locks on all the bathrooms. No, Starbucks, actually, the bathrooms, well, you're by yourself. I mean,
I
it's
know.
Not Buc-ee's. Obviously, Buc-ee's is – I'd rather go to a bathroom at a Buc-ee's than at my own home.
Yeah. Well, Chance does – well, you know what? Just follow Chance because he gives every bathroom update – cleanliness update.
Uh-huh.
The
Buc-ee's are going to be impeccable.
Well, no, obviously that's the gold standard.
I mean, the worst, obviously, is bathroom. If you find yourself in a gas station bathroom, it's really bad.
That's gross.
You're either on a road trip, and even if you're on a road trip,
no, you don't
stop at a Starbucks.
You don't do that.
You could stop at any place.
Well, there's a lot of these places have convenience stores and you know restaurants and whatnot in there with the gas station. Yeah. I mean,
you're
not going to find
Buc-ee's.
You're not going to find.
I only want a single. I want one where I go in and I lock it. That's it. No one else is there.
Yeah.
That's why I go to the fifth floor here and the third floor. I don't stay on this fourth floor with all you dirty.
Do we need to
No, we don't.
Lance drops deuces.
Look, it was part of a story I told about helping an old lady. We don't need to continue with this.
It's right. I go to the practice facilities. Fifth floor.
Okay, so we got Matt Burke meeting the media yesterday. We got a game coming up on Saturday.
How come Matt Burke isn't getting any
I know.
Requests? How come that's not happening?
Actually, they went from the worst run defense in the league to one of the best.
Everyone knows who's running the defense. That guy has no chance to get any kind of...
Well, but here's the deal. Like Mike McDaniel didn't call any plays, and he got there. I mean, so I don't know why Matt Burke is...
Well,
we know who the head coach is and what he does. Why are these guys... We know... Well, that's probably why Eric Bieniemy didn't get a job, is because Andy Reid is in charge of all of that. But... You know, you're right. It's more than likely we know it's D'Amico. But he's learning under D'Amico. So that's positive.
He helps with defensive installs. He's working.
Yeah, he's working.
That guy's involved with a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
It's just, D'Amico's the play caller.
Right.
Matt Burke is doing a lot of stuff.
So what has been the focus this week? What's the message after you got your ass kicked by the Browns the first time?
Yeah, I don't know if I brought it up. I think everyone's pretty aware of how it went down. Again, you know, taking away explosives is always part of a starting point for us when we're game planning, and obviously we didn't do a good job of that specifically with him in the first game. So, I mean, that's not even something that had to be brought up. Everyone kind of knew coming in, hey, we can't play like that again, obviously, and can't let him. If he's breaking records on Saturday again, it's going to be a long day for us. So, obviously, again, I know it sounds – I'm, like, just repeating myself, but, you know, the messaging has just been, like, let's focus and execute. Like, let's execute our techniques, like, be in proper leverage. Like, if you're supposed to be an outside leverage on him and he breaks an out-breaking route, like, yeah, he's a good route runner, but is that something that we can just stay in our leverage and take away, you know, those sort of things, stay on top of him. I mean, the first play of the game, you know, he's behind us. So, you know, the focus has just been on executing our calls and playing proper techniques, and then we'll have some other answers when we need to.
What's been the Achilles heel for the defense this year?
I would say... Is it maybe getting off the field on third downs? Well, I think you know what's funny is they set a record for sacks for the team, and yet there were times the pass rush felt non-existent.
Yeah, but they had big games, like 7 against the Titans.
Yeah, that's kind of. Well, what do you think it is?
I think it's explosive plays.
Allowing explosive plays. Yeah, you're probably right.
It's bad. And that Browns game was awful. Hey, the explosive plays that the Colts had in the run game? What?
I'm gonna see.
You cannot have this. You cannot have the explosive play. The Tampa game, it was awful. Jacksonville here, they had explosive plays. They got to stop. That's got to stop. They cannot give up those huge plays like they have in the past. And that's in large part, I think the safety play has been – it's been one of the most disappointing things of this season has been the safety play of the Texans. First of all, Jimmy Ward is never on the field, it seems like. And I think Petrie has had a really – after what was a really good rookie year, Jalen Petrie's regressed. He has really regressed to the point where they had to bench him against the Browns. That was – he didn't even play in the fourth quarter. They have got to not give up those big plays. They were an explosive offense early on with Tank. The Texans led the league in explosive plays.
Yeah.
In the first, 8 weeks or so?
Yeah.
And then they just disappeared. Well, you lose Tank and that's going to happen. You lose an explosive player.
So average yards per play, average yards per play allowed. Who's the best in the league?
Take a look at
the top five. I bet you'll get three of the top five.
Browns.
Browns are number three.
49ers.
Not in there.
No, not in there. The Ravens?
Yep, number five.
Number five.
Yep.
The Jets?
Yep, number one.
Okay. The 2 and 4. The Chiefs?
Chiefs number two.
Okay.
So number four is a bad team. Well, they're tied for third, but they're a bad team.
Who?
Patriots.
Patriots. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is a bad team.
So 1 through 5. So you got Baltimore playoffs, Cleveland playoffs, Kansas City playoffs. Two tied for three. The Texans are 15th. So it kind of plays kind of plays what you're talking about.
Middle of the pack.
The worst team, Cincinnati, Washington, Arizona, New York, and Seattle. No playoff teams here.
Average yards per play. As you would expect. That makes sense. All right, 713-780-3776, the number, if you want to come hang out with it. You know who wants to hang out with us? John Daspit.
John Daspit actually does like to hang out. John Daspit's been listening to the show for over 20 years. Big fan. He goes back and listens. He'll comment on things we had on the show. I'll just get a text message, and he's commenting on something we talked about on the show. John Daspit also is extremely busy. He'll go like MIA where I don't hear from him for a week or 2 weeks. And you know why? Because he's got a billion cases, but he's never too busy to work on your case. And this is the thing. He has a big law firm. He's got 10 different cities across the state of Texas. He's expanded into states outside of Texas as well. But he's got a ton of lawyers. John will go through and work. If you know anything about him, he's constantly working, constantly looking at all these cases, working with lawyers. I've heard him on the phone working with lawyers who are getting ready to go to trial on some different concepts and philosophies and arguments to make. And that's what you want. You want John Daspit on your side. You want these great lawyers on your side. If you've been injured in an accident, the personal injury lawyers at John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm are going to work tirelessly to make sure that you are taken care of from the insurance company for all your pain and suffering, for all the medical bills, the physical therapy, and the time missed from work. They will get you the best settlements. They've done it time and time again. They don't lose in court. This is a company that you need to have in your phone if you ever need them. And if you have someone who's ever been involved in an accident, give them the number, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or just go to the website. All the information is there, and they do speak Spanish as well. It is DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
How much weight do you think I could bench press? Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Back here on ESPN. Looking at these explosive plays, we're finding some stuff out. One, that the Browns are just mediocre against the run and explosive plays.
Yeah. They're
great against passing explosive plays. They're the best. Well, they're the best in the league defensively, period.
Yeah,
so it makes sense, but they have great corners and safeties, and they got Myles Garrett.
But they've been hit for over 50, I think 50, 51, 54
rush
yards.
Plays.
Yeah, well, I'll pull it up right now.
Rushing plays.
Rushing carries of over 10 yards. The Cleveland Browns are 16th in the league. They've allowed 54. The league average is 51.84.
How many of the Texans?
The Texans are 12th, allowing 48. The best in the league is New England, 33. The worst in the league is Arizona, allowing 72.
Okay. The Texans pass explosive plays.
They've allowed, they're 23rd in the league, they have allowed 99 pass plays of over 15 yards. The Cleveland Browns are the best in the league, 65, which is your concern because your offense that Bobby Slowick runs is based on intermediate and deep throws. So it's based on getting chunk plays, and so this is going to be quite the challenge.
So what you're saying is that Motor is going to have to break some plays.
Yeah.
If Motor breaks some plays,
so I said yesterday, you got to be able to establish a run.
Yep. Got it.
Because you're not going to the stats. I didn't know what the stats look like, but it feels like what I saw on TV, which is that you're just not going to. You're going to have to be able to run the football because you're not just going to hit big play and move on to the touchdown and move to the kickoff. Like, they're going to make you earn it.
A lot of some weird stats that we're talking about stats right now. Some weird stats. There's Patrick Mahomes finished third in completions despite finishing first in drop passes. 401 completions, 39 drop passes this year for Patrick Mahomes. 39. That's how bad his receivers are. Nico Collins led all players in receiving broken tackles.
He's big and strong.
15 of them. He broke tackles on 15 of them. He also finished third in both yards per route run, 2.95.
That's the offense.
in yards per route run and yards per target. 11.9 yards per target. Well, you know what really helped was last week with nine targets, nine catches, 195 yards. That really those stats are just how do they do? Okay, if I'm Cleveland, is Denzel Ward on Nico Alda?
I would probably do that if I were Cleveland. I don't know if that's how they operate, but I'd probably do it.
I would probably do that too. If Nico can't beat the Browns, how do the Texans throw the ball down the field?
Well,
Noah Brown, he's got a broken back. He's done. Not broken.
Yeah, I mean, you're having to work the seam. You're going to have to get a little creative. Dalton Schultz probably needs to have a game. Mechie has not really been that guy. So, yeah.
Robert Woods probably back this week. We'll see.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge. This is where the Tank thing is. I mean, Tank is such.
Oh, God. If Tank was in this
multiplier, game. He's such a multiplier effect on the explosive play potential of the offense. And
if Tank was back.
Yeah, wow. You really miss him. You know, so tackles for loss, these are the two best teams. Tackles for loss and tackles for no gain. Cleveland leads the league with 129, and Houston's 120. It gets to the aggressiveness of both teams. They are both well above the league average of 95. But missed tackles, the Houston Texans right now are third worst. They're 30th in the league with 175 missed tackles. You would say 120 of those are Jalen Petrie's. Cleveland
that.
Is 15th in the league with 142. The best are the Dallas Cowboys. They only missed 104 tackles this year, so that's something to keep an eye on. But they can be a little feast or famine is what that means. They make tackles for big plays, tackles for loss, tackles for no gain, but they're going to miss some tackles as well. But when you rally everyone to the ball, you're going to have some missed tackles because you have more people trying tackle tries. And so it's a little bit, it can be a little bit deceiving. You have to take a look at it.
If you're flying, like Jalen Petrie missed a lot of tackles because he's flying into the backfield. And he's shot out of a missile.
Yeah, you got to be
out of control.
You got to come to balance.
Exactly, he's out of control.
You can't come in that hot. You got to come in under come to balance the tackler. And he's not exactly doing that. No. I'm going to throw a couple of offensive numbers because these are the big ones. So Texans, from a passing standpoint, the Texans pass attempts of 20 yards or more. They are Cleveland is actually number 7 in the league. Play a very similar offensive style. Houston. 16th in the league.
In what?
In explosive pass attempts of 20 yards or more.
Oh, yeah.
They're only 16th in the league with 74. That's not as big as you would Now, explosive plays passing, which is 15 yards or more, my guess without looking at it, I haven't looked at it yet, is it's going to be pretty high.
It's going to be. It was number one.
The accuracy.
Well, it was number one for a while.
Yeah, it's number two. No. Miami 128, and they have some. Yeah, 128. Houston 118.
Yeah.
Cleveland takes a lot of shots, but in terms of making them, they've only completed 88. The Texans have completed 118. Miami, Houston, San Francisco, Minnesota are the top four. They all run an offense from the same tree.
Yep.
That's why Bobby Slowick is mentioned so heavily.
So, we got a break. When we come back, something that probably will do the Browns in this week.
By the way, worst drop passes? So you think your boy in Kansas City, 33, you're crying for Pat Mahomes? Well, they show 34 here. They show 34 drop passes here. He's 30th in the league. That's not great. Houston has 29 drop passes. It's below average. Philadelphia drops the fewest, followed by Pittsburgh.
Who drops the most?
The worst? Cleveland Browns.
They drop the most passes.
39. They drop the most passes in the league. Now, you'll also notice sometimes drop passes coincide with shaky quarterback play. Because sometimes drop passes are, they count them if they're outside of your frame, too. Cleveland, I would say, was hurt by quarterback play. You know, Pat Mahomes sometimes does the goofy stuff that's not always the easiest to catch.
Yeah, but sometimes.
But they have legitimate pass drops, too.
He had some passes right in the chest that they dropped. And if they got hurt on that play, then they should go to QC Kinetics.
Yes. Well, QC Kinetics actually isn't for first-time injuries. They're for people who have chronic pain. And chronic pain is a result of damaged or deteriorating tissue in your joint. It causes inflammation. And how do you treat that? Well, the way that most people have treated it for years is you get the anti-inflammatory. Usually it's going to be in the form of a shot. It's not really that pleasant. But then you get some results, right? Yeah, but not for very long. It may be 2 months. It may be 3 months, maybe 4 months. But it is not going to be lasting results. And you will have to go back for shot after shot after shot. Or maybe you start taking medicine on a daily basis to manage your pain. Start taking harder drugs to manage your pain. That's not great either. Surgery, is that the option for you? How about QC Kinetics? All natural biological therapies. They take the body's healing power, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joint, and guess what? It starts to regenerate and restore damaged tissue or missing tissue. That is awesome. You start to get rid of chronic pain and get back to living a more fruitful life outside with mobility and a chance to enjoy yourself. It's QC Kinetics. 4 locations in Houston, QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dracula Flow.
I'm Dracula. I'm 12 million years old. I have more perks than there are stars in the Leo cluster.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.